Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're going to talk a little bit about SharePoint 2013 on-premises and search capabilities. So to start out, you know, there's no point in storing content in SharePoint or any content management system for that matter if you can't find it. SharePoint 2013 offers some new capability in terms of content search. Microsoft has really stepped up its search game with the latest release. But that new functionality has some downsides. So today, to talk about SharePoint search on-premises, I have with me Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert. Welcome, Scott.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, I'm glad we're getting back on the podcast train and getting to talk a little bit more.
Sure.
So we talked a little bit a couple days ago about doing some podcasts on SharePoint and enterprise search. So I got a bunch of questions for you. So my first question is, SharePoint search has improved a lot, right? It's better than it was.
It really is much better. They started making it better with the 2010 release. They bought a company called Fast, F-A-S-T, which of all things stands for Fast Search and Transfer. And they paid for that company $1.2 billion, which is exactly what they paid for Yammer about 2 years ago. So they knew they needed to step up their game. And with the 2010 release, they acquired this new technology. And with the 2013 release of SharePoint, they have brought it to fruition, or close to it anyway.
And functionality like this is especially useful given mobile computing and the cloud, and it makes it more important to be able to find your stuff, right?
It's more important than ever, and the reason that it's important is because the speed of business, because of the Internet, is much greater than it was 10 years ago or certainly 20 years ago. We need more information, and we need that information faster, and we need it concentrated in one place at one time. More and more, we have people out in the field who are doing business, and they need to have everything at their fingertips, and they can't wait around for it. That's why de-siloing within an organization is so important. So when I'm searching my enterprise content, I just don't need what's in, you know, my particular folders and my particular desktop. I need whatever is out there that might be relevant. I need to be able to pull from more than one source. I mean, a lot of information is going to be in my SharePoint CMS, but on the other hand, I need information from all sources within the enterprise. I need access to emails for email history. I may need email attachments. I might need information that isn't even in SharePoint at all, but might be out in file shares. Now, what SharePoint has done is create a technology called eDiscovery. And eDiscovery is a broad search technology that doesn't just operate within a SharePoint farm. It extends beyond the farm to Exchange servers, and it extends to any file share within reach of the in-house network. Not only that, eDiscovery can do search across SharePoint farms. So with eDiscovery, literally everything the organization might have that's useful to me in the field or on a phone call or whenever I might need it right away, it's all at my fingertips.
So that all sounds great. But now let's talk a little bit about some of the downsides to SharePoint search. What kinds of problems can it create?
Well, what I just described, having everything at your fingertips at once, well, my fingers can only hold so much at once. So the downside of all that information is that it's all that information. If I do a search with eDiscovery and I am surfacing content that's in my SharePoint CMS and in Exchange and out there in file shares, I'm going to have a lot of stuff at my fingertips. That's an awful lot to go through. Now, all of us who are consumers and all of us who have access to computers are used to Google searches. When we do a Google search on any particular topic, we're going to get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of hits. Are we going to go through them all? Certainly not. We go through one or two or three pages at the very most of results. So what we want needs to be in the top 30 or so, or we're never going to see it. Now, we have taken that big problem of Google search, and now it exists in SharePoint. Too much content is not necessarily a good thing. Now, how do we parse that content? Well, within IT and within upper management, we use a term called relevance. Relevance is how important is the search result to what I am after. I had this really brought home to me this past weekend. I've been around a while, and I once received a gift from my grandfather. He gave me a plastic slide rule, and of course, slide rules are what we used before we had electronic calculators. And I lost that slide rule, many years ago, and I decided I'm going to get myself a new slide rule. So I went on Amazon.com to look for a slide rule. And I did the Amazon search, and I entered the words slide rule, and I got pages and pages of results. But guess what? I didn't get an actual slide rule. I got pages and pages of things that had the word slide and things that had the word rule. So I didn't get anything that was relevant. Now, if ever it mattered that the content you surface when you need it on demand at the moment is relevant, it's within a business context. We've got customers out there. We have business partners. We have suppliers, vendors. We need to have the relevant information at our fingertips at the right moment, and that's where SharePoint is coming up short. It's hard to tune a SharePoint search service to surface what is relevant.
So now let's talk about you just hit on something that seems to me to be really essential, in that, part of what web browsers and searchers are really focused on now is efficient searching that gets them tailored results, that really understands what they're looking for in context, and that's become a part of web content management and now increasingly a part of enterprise search. So you're hitting on things that are really central to making search useful. Are there other elements that can make search more context-related, more efficient for users?
Well, there really are, and the problem that we often face is that those things are not really within the user's immediate control. One thing that's a big part of enterprise search is appropriate tagging of content. Now, we have a very sophisticated technology in SharePoint called metadata management, and managed metadata is hugely sophisticated in the new release, 2013. We can even sculpt the navigation within SharePoint to metadata. The trouble is that to make metadata, which is to say tagging of content, extremely efficient and extremely focused on relevance, we need for there to be a strong mutual reliance between the business side and the IT side to make sure that the term store, which is the name for the metadata repository, is up to date and that all the terms are correctly associated. If we have effective metadata, effective tagging at work within the enterprise, we're going to get better results. But there's more to it even than that. One thing we can do, especially in 2013, is we can sculpt our search topology with great efficiency. Now, what that means is we do the opposite of what I was describing earlier, where we're searching all of these many, many sources, even beyond SharePoint, to get our results. Sculpting the search topology means excluding things that don't need to be searched. It means fine-tuning and crafting our search, the crawl of the environment, so that it only hits the things that are most useful or most often accessed. Now, that doesn't have to be exclusive. We can have things in there that are that we only go after every so often, stuff that's for compliance purposes and so on. But if we're very careful in sculpting an effective topology of our environment, then our search is going to surface more useful results.
Interesting. Now, and are there other ways that you can kind of minimize the downsides of using enterprise search with SharePoint on-prem?
Well, yes, and one is that we can remember, and you and I have talked about this before, SharePoint it's all .NET under the hood. If you take the surface off of SharePoint, it's .NET applications using XML to communicate between components with SQL on the back end. It's all standard Microsoft technology. Now, in an on-prem deployment, you can fine-tune that to high heaven. You can take search components, web search parts, and you can sculpt them just through coding that any competent developer can do to customize your searches for particular purposes. Now, an advantage of this is you can have different custom web parts, custom search web parts for different applications within SharePoint. So if you've got competent in-house staff and you know what you're doing with .NET, you can make search pull up whatever it is you want. And a number of companies do that. In fact, Lauren, there are third-party companies out there that specialize in fine-tuning enterprise search for SharePoint. They will build web parts for you that surface the content you're most interested in. I kind of had that brought home to me by a client that I have here in the Midwest who does a lot of CAD drawings. And CAD drawings are engineering art. And those are very non-standard files, but the metadata attached to them is very specific and particular. So we went out and we found a third-party developer that would give us customized search parts just to use for the surfacing of those many thousands of engineering drawings. You know what? It works like a charm.
Interesting. So now, and I think we're going to touch on this in our next podcast, but this capability in terms of using web parts for more customized search, this is something more exclusive to on-premises SharePoint. Is that right?
You're exactly right. What I just said about customized search web parts applies to on-prem. It's a very different world up there in the cloud.
Okay, so that is a foreshadowing of what we're going to talk about in just a little bit. But for the purposes of users who are thinking about how to kind of fine-tune search with SharePoint on-premises, this has been a really helpful and informative discussion. So thanks very much, Scott.
I'm very happy to do it, Lauren.
And for more on SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.